drink in it, right?
And then there's sale of assets. That's got a good deal to do with it. We plan to sell $4.7 billion. Now, assume the market got tight and we couldn't do it. And assume we didn't get the authority and we haven't got a rule on the bill yet. That 4.7 that we count, have to go out and borrow it, it'd be quite a different thing. So you could add that in. Now, what I would caution is this, that the president has said to you, and I think you can do this by way of illustration, lecturing yourself a little, that he just hopes you won't make any predictions or pre-Congress prophecies, that he's very worried that we're talking too much, and that's one reason he hasn't been saying anything, and even the Alsops are giving the hell saying that Johnson's program now is a program of silence. So you think that would be rather good on the economic front for a 30-day period. Look at what the wage management people suggest. Take a few samples of test companies that might be barometers. The council might take 25 test companies. I don't know that Admiral Corporation would be one at all, but they may want to see what the Octo people think. I don't know whether there's any significance in that General Motors announcement 4 days, or whether that was a bluff, or had to do with safety, or what. But it's something I think might want to look into, the reasons for the drops in these sales.
Well, Rinker, that's very much along the line of my thinking, but I didn't want to hold back.
Well, that's about your thinking in January, that we got to see what happened before we jump.
There's one other point, Mr. President, that influences me. I hate to see, or scheduled for, let's say, July or late June, a congressional debate on a defense supplement of substantial magnitude. We could split that large figure I gave you into two pieces, July and January, but still in July, associated with a tax bill, would be a large defense supplement, and just sure as hell there'd be another Vietnam debate. Why are you supporting such a disorderly government as he has? He's now walking away from elections. You're bankrupting the American economy in order to waste the funds behind the autocrat and all this stuff. It'd be hell again.
Yeah, you just couldn't get it, do it with the figure you're talking about. You have to go full
that's
somewhere
right, that's
along.
That's right. You cut it in half or a third and go part in summer and the rest of January. But then, of course, you'd be open first to the debate and then the accusation you didn't level.
I think what's conceivable we could do, and it's dangerous, but I think what's conceivable, we could say our deficit's going to be $4 billion because you wouldn't give us authority to sell, or we can't sell on account of the market. Yeah. One of the two. That's four. You've upped us four.
Yeah.
That's eight.
Yeah.
McNamara has got to have $4 billion more, and that's a very small percentage of the total 100, the total 60. But he's got to have $4 billion more. So that's 12. To get 12, we got to add 10% on your tax bill, corporations and income, and we'll make inoperative accelerated depreciation on big buildings, apartment houses, and office buildings, and we'll make inoperative the 7% investment credit. I know that business will really squeal those two, but it seems to me that we oughtn't to be really giving people encouragement start.
I couldn't agree.
And I think that that would be the bill. Now, I don't know that we'd get it. But if we don't, we're going to have a hell of a time with the Congress, but I guess it's no worse. And if you look at Kennedy, he got nothing. If you look at Truman, so we ought to be thankful for what we got if we can administer it. Now, one other thing. I want you to go back. I don't want to spend much time wasting it. I think I have it, but I'm here. I haven't. I remember very distinctly, because of the TFX experience, a conversation I had with you following our coming in on the helicopter the night of the assassination.
Joe mentioned this to me yesterday. I remember it vividly.
At the EOB, and I told you that I wanted you to go back and tell every human being who didn't do it. Then a year or two later, I remember I got on another tack on it because some fool had sent a buck slip, and I gave you another lecture about it and told you I never wanted it influenced, and not even by me, much less my subordinate.
Mr. President, the specific words you gave to me were these. You said you tell each of the service secretaries and your own assistant secretary in charge of procurement that if anybody ever says that the president wants a certain thing done with a contract, he's a damn liar. You used the word liar.
Yep.
And you instructed me to tell the service secretaries that, and I did.
Well, that's good. Now, what we want...
That was about a year and a half ago.
Next time you see it, next time you just reiterate it again, just make a point that not only... I have a phobia, Bob, against kids telling cabinet officers what to do.
Yeah.
I look upon these people, I don't want to berate them. I look upon them as people who are necessary to process the decision from you to me. I do not look upon them as superiors of yours. I resented Kenny O'Donnell always picking up the phone and telling me things, then I find out the president didn't know a thing in the world about them. I do not want my people who have to see folks and who have to send things over to be exercising judgments unless I'm sitting there in a room with them, and unless it's something like we would have Bill Moyer Jack on Vietnam or something of that type. On these departmental decisions, the dams in Interior, the Indians and agriculture, the forests and agriculture, the Jeeps and the Army. If your man who is an expert in buying doesn't know more than Jake Jacobson or Harry McPherson, then we're just a hell of a shape, and I don't want them giving their suggestions even.
Well, Mr. President, your record is completely clear on this. I recall specifically what you said that night in the helicopter, and particularly I recalled your use of the word liar and your instruction to me to tell the secretaries that, which I did, and I believe also I put some of this in writing to the secretaries, and I yesterday asked my secretary to...
You look back and see when you called on me at the EOB in the first period of 2 weeks, from November 23rd to December the 10th. Now, I'm looking the same period. I know there's nothing in writing during that period, but it may have been that you made a note. You usually take out that left hand and make a little note on something.
Well, those I throw away because I don't keep any diaries. Almost sure, Mr. President, that I dictated a note to the service secretary stating that it was your desire that there be absolutely no White House influence in defense contracting, and I asked my secretary yesterday to go through the file.
Well, I don't want to limit it to that. I just want you to feel, I want Russ to feel, that there's no Jack Valenti, Marvin Watson, Harry McPherson, Milt Seymour have any right to call up a department and say, we want so-and-so done, Joe Califano, unless they say the president has asked me to tell Mr. McNamara this.
Well, you've made that very clear to me, and I feel exactly that way, and I know Cy does too. So you needn't worry about it here. I'm damn sure I know what your views are and how you want us to operate, and I'm also very certain that everybody in this department understands you want to...
I saw what Corcoran did under Roosevelt. I saw what Conlon M. did with Truman. I saw what I thought a good many times that Ken O'Donnell and them were just look visionary and tell me at Paul Young's what they thought the thing was, and I would inquire of the president, he'd look blank, he didn't know a thing. I do not want that happening under me, and I want you and your people to be superior in this field. Then if you're no good, I want to get somebody else. But I do not want my boys making decisions on troops, on reserves, on guard, on equipment, on contracts, on draft, on any matters of policy that you are in charge of. Except when I say, Watson says, the president asked me to tell Mr. McNamara this is his decision, yes or no. And then I'm not going to be doing it. I'll call you direct.
Well, I think it's very clear, Mr. President. You needn't fear we have any misunderstanding on that. We're very clear on it. And this place, you made it perfectly clear you want this place running clean as a hound's tooth, and that's the way we're going to try and run it.
Thank you.
Bye. Very good, sir. Thank you.